This is Larry London with more of the world's biggest hits after this news update on VOA 1.
I'm David Byrd reporting. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump says he would consider lifting sanctions against Russia if Moscow cooperates on matters of common interest. In an interview with the Wall Street Journal newspaper, Trump said he would keep the sanctions in effect for at least a period of time. He said he might lift them if Russia helps combat terrorism and collaborates with the United States on other matters. The U.S. initially imposed sanctions on Russia in 2014 after its annexation of Crimea. On December 29th, President Barack Obama ousted 35 Russian diplomats from the United States and imposed additional sanctions in response to Russia's apparent attempts to influence last year's election. The president-elect also told the Journal that the U.S. One China policy, which declares Taiwan a part of China, would be up for negotiation. Several hundred people took part in an anti-Trump demonstration in downtown Washington Saturday. The Reverend Al Sharpton's National Action Network sponsored the rally. The rally comes as President-elect Trump was in a Twitter fight with civil rights pioneer John Lewis. Lewis had criticized Trump, calling him an illegitimate president and accusing Russia of helping the president-elect win. On Twitter Saturday morning, Trump said that Lewis was all talk and no action and sad. Lewis is one of the leading figures in the civil rights movement in the United States and has represented Maryland for three decades. For more on these stories, log on to our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. A Syrian monitor says Islamic State militants have launched an attack on government-held areas of the Syrian city of Deir ez-Zor. The British-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights reports several explosions rocked the eastern city in the intense ongoing offensive. The monitor reports that more than 30 people died in the fighting, including 20 jihadists and 12 regime fighters. The Islamic State group controls most of Deir ez-Zor province, but government forces have controlled the provincial capital. Turkey's foreign minister says the United States will be invited to Syrian peace talks set to start in Kazakhstan later this month. Mevlut Çavuşoğlu said that Turkey agreed with Russia to invite the U.S. to the talks in Astana, Kazakhstan. The Obama administration had previously been frozen out of the peace process after talks between the U.S. and Russia broke down in late December. Poland on Saturday formally welcomed a contingent of U.S. troops, part of a NATO mission aimed at deterring Russian aggression in the region. Poland's Prime Minister Beata Szydło told the troops in the western Polish town of Zagan that they will find a welcome home in Poland. Paul W. Jones is the U.S. ambassador to Poland.
This force embodies America's ironclad commitment to honor our NATO treaty obligation to defend our NATO allies.
The mission, dubbed the Atlantic Resolve, will see the soldiers, along with 87 Abrams tanks and more than 500 vehicles, rotate between Poland and several other nearby NATO countries, including Estonia, Latvia, Lithuania, Romania, Bulgaria, and Hungary. President Barack Obama has called on the American people to work to preserve democracy regardless of their political affiliation. In his final weekly media address as president, Mr. Obama said that while in office, he has seen what he called the goodness, the resilience, and the hope of the American people. However, the president warned Americans not to take democracy for granted.
Our success depends on our participation, regardless of which way the pendulum of power swings. It falls on each of us to be guardians of our democracy.
Mr. Obama said he is optimistic about the country's promise, and he looks forward to working alongside the American people as a citizen.
3, 2, 1.
SpaceX launched a Falcon 9 rocket for the first time since a huge fireball engulfed a similar rocket on a Florida launch pad in September. Following the launch, the tall portion of the rocket landed on a platform in the ocean. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.